Good afternoon. I am Tom.
I am Jamie.
And we're back with the Cutting Room Floor. Before we get into anything, guys, like and subscribe.
Yes, please.
You know, jump down there. You guys been watching, so subscribe, shoot.
Yeah, and join the conversation.
Join the convo, because I noticed y'all ain't seen these films, so say something. Jamie and I have been model citizens when it comes to getting done with the things we say we've been going to do.
Yes,
here we are. We're on the Baker train. We said we were going to do Florida Project. We did. We said we're going to do Red Rocket, and here it is. Today's film, Red Rocket, directed by Sean Baker, 2021.
Although it takes place in 2016.
Because, you know, your boy.
Yeah,
talking about your boy.
And they're talking about Hillary Clinton.
And Clinton, and your girl.
Because it could have been 2020.
It could have been.
Because they're talking about it. But I realized the one clip, he's like, he's bitching about the government. So I'm like, oh, this is 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So did they film it then?
No, they filmed it in 2020.
Okay, so they just added those in to make it take place.
He's like, I wanted that first wave of Trump in the background.
Yeah, because you saw like part of the one billboard.
Yeah, the one billboard. Yeah. Like, that's why I was like, oh, I'm sure you'll catch your boy here. So, Red Rocket, directed by Sean Baker, starring Simon Rex, a not so likely choice, but who has been enjoying some pretty decent success since this film.
Really?
Yeah. He's in Blink Twice still. Crap.
Oh, okay. Film,
yeah. And he's about to be in something else that's about to drop. And he was in something else before that. So he got a lot of work after this.
That is good, because we were talking before we started recording. I remember him on MTV. I think he had a short-lived sitcom, and he got, like, blacklisted because they found out he was in porn before
that. Yeah, he was doing a little,
So it seems like this is almost like a redemption story.
It is,
in a way,
man.
For him.
It's funny because, like, you know, they shot this in COVID and...
Oh, yeah, they would have.
Yeah, they shot this during COVID and, you know, he couldn't fly there because they were like, dude, if you fly, you're going to have to get a COVID test and we're going to have to wait and all that. So he's like, dude... Sean Baker was like, here's the deal, Mikey.
Mikey is his character. Might as well be Mikey.
He sent him the script. He was like, I love the script. He was like, holy shit, it's a lot of fucking lines. He's like, I've never had a script like this with this many lines. And like,
he's never been the lead guy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in every scene pretty much. And he was like, not only are you going to have to learn the script in like 6 days, we're going to need you tomorrow. We got a rental car waiting for you down at Enterprise. You have to hop in that bitch and drive to Texas.
Wait, where was
from he? California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was like, I think he said he lives near where like Joshua Tree is.
Okay.
So it was like, yeah, so it took me a few days to drive there. He's like, I'm reading the script in the car, bro. He's like, it was crazy. He's like, man, I'm not going to lie. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. A lot of lines, bro. He's like, I just didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but
he did
very well. He was like, Sean just was like, yo, just be you. That's why I got you.
Yeah.
So he let him be him. And
so he wrote it with him in mind.
I think so. I think he did.
That's actually really awesome.
Sean is, you know, Sean's in, his inspiration is interesting. His mind works like
he can see things in other people that they might not be able to see
themselves. Absolutely. I think he definitely does. And he just is very good at telling stories you don't hear every day.
Yeah.
How often do you get a movie about a porn star where you don't actually see him doing any porn?
Well, in a way, I'll talk about it later.
All right. So, got some stats here. Rotten Tomatoes, 90%.
Wow.
IMDb, 7.1. Letterboxd, 3.9. We need to get that up to a 4. But pretty good stats. I think this is the people's Baker movie.
Hmm.
Because in a lot of reviews I was reading and listening to for Nora, a lot of people, they liked Nora, but they were like, it just quite wasn't Red Rocket. It didn't have that Rocket punch. Yes, and I agree. I love Nora. Nora is a great film. It's one of my top films of the year.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we will. And I will put it at number 4 for the year. I did move The Brutalist ahead of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love The Brutalist. It's fucking great.
It said it's like a 3.5-hour
movie. 3.5-hour epic with a 15-minute intermission, and it flies by.
Wow.
Yeah. And Felicity Jones, incredible.
Was she in World One?
Yeah. And she's
Guy Pearce has always been great.
He is, bro. This is by far his best performance.
The first thing I ever saw him, and I know he was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
He's incredible in that.
But I think LA Confidential was the first thing I ever saw him.
Yeah, because that was right before Memento.
Yeah,
and
it was.
Memento was
insane.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Excellent. Yep. Yeah. I love LA Confidential. Russell Crowe, man.
Yeah, in that film.
That was where he came out.
Yeah, people were like, who's this guy?
Yeah, the three leads. We got Kevin Spacey, prime Kevin Spacey, mm-hmm. young Pierce, and an up and coming Crowe.
Yeah.
Beastly.
And Veronica Lake.
And Veronica Lake. Dude, that was prime Kim Basinger.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, because that was what, 97? So that's only like 8 years after Batman.
Mm-hmm. So she was probably like, what? Late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
And I actually like her a lot in Batman. I know a lot of people are like, I think a lot of people think she was miscast, but.
Really? It's Vicki Vale.
Yeah. I thought she was good.
Yeah. She was great. The only thing.
She had good chemistry with Keaton.
She did. I was going to say the only thing that would have made Batman better, and this is if they wouldn't have cast Keaton, so no one get upset with me. Mm-hmm. If a young Alec Baldwin would have been Batman.
Dude, he would have been the best Bruce.
Yeah, and I think they were married at the time anyway, so that chemistry would have already been there.
Yeah.
Because it was before they hated each other.
That is true.
As divorces often...
It does that, you know.
But
you know.
Seeing him in, like, The Shadow in 94, it's like, he would have been a great Batman.
And obviously,
seeing Billy Zane in The Phantom, he would have been great, too.
Dude, Billy Zane...
Billy Zane, at that time, he would have been...
Oh, my God. He would have been the guy, bro.
Yeah.
His whole career could have been different. Because I just feel like he should be so much bigger than he is. Like, his career. Like, I feel like Billy Zane should have 2-3 Oscars.
That Brando film might change it, though. Even though he's older, like, it might...
No, when I saw him, I was like, what? I was like, that's not Marlon Brando?
Yeah.
That's insane. So, Red Rocket.
Yes. Why is it called Red Rocket? I wanted to ask you.
Well, you know what a Red Rocket is. Like,
I don't.
Like a dog.
Oh, is that what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought so, but I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's why. Because everyone asked him that, you know, and he's like, you know, look up what a Red Rocket is in reference to a dog. So
okay.
He was like, I'm not going to flat out say it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so this film... It was kind of like a shotgun movie, man. They shot it really quick.
Yeah.
Shot it during COVID, all on location. A lot of things were just by chance. The donut hole was not supposed to be that. It was supposed to be a sandwich truck.
A food truck,
yeah. And they rode by the donut hole. They saw it. They liked the colors. They went in. They're like, dude, that's kind of our thing after Tangerine.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I kept thinking about.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, how do we not shoot it here? And you notice who ran the donut hole.
Yeah.
Same chick who ran.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Tangerine, yeah.
A little bit of symmetry.
Yeah. Well, she's his producer. So she helps him with everything. So she's back and, you know, she's just great as these little side little characters. That she always has a couple lines or something that's funny in it, but. This movie here, though, when I first saw it, I was just kind of blown away because first of all, I love slice of life movies, and that's kind of what this is. I love movies about middle America and middle America type of people. I'm going to stop using the WT term,
okay.
You know, because I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, I think with the Florida Project, that's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard not to use that.
And this is more like, you know, especially because of the time that it supposedly takes place in, I think it's showing a different side of America during the Obama years.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it politically.
Yeah.
And because you don't think about that kind of thing because, like, where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't think about what someone in California or Texas is going through.
Yeah, especially a state like Texas. Like, Texas is one of them states where it's got a lot of wealthy areas and a lot of not-so-wealthy areas.
And they seem to be right next to each other because they were working next to, like, an oil refinery.
Yeah, some of the most beautiful cinematography in that movie is those shots of those oil refineries at night with the lights. You know, I've been to Texas. You know, I go to Texas usually, like, at some point every year to see my mom. And one thing, I love just going and sitting in her backyard and just, you can see all that crap from her backyard. I just love looking at it when the sun sets. It's great. It's humid, but it's great. Texas is an interesting state, and I think it was a cool location to use. And, you know, like I said, I've been to Texas a good amount of times now, but I can't sit here and tell you everything about the state. But I know, unlike our friend Jacques Audiard, who just did Emilio Perez, Sean Baker actually did his research on the state, the people who live there, the things that they're into, the locations. Like he mentioned something called Luby's in there, which I guess is a restaurant there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know what it was, but when I was reading and listening to reviews from people from Texas were like, I can tell Sean Baker did his homework on Texas because he mentioned Luby's. And I was like, that's really cool. So Baker, his locations are a character just like any of the people you've seen him.
Well, yeah, well, that's important to the characters because mm-hmm. that defines who they are, where they grew up.
Yeah, you're
how they interact. Yep. It's that community.
Yep, the way you speak and the things from the food mm-hmm. you're into, the music you like, the cars you drive. Like in this movie, prime example, when he's talking to Lonnie and Lonnie's got his big body old fucking car. That's some down south shit.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
He's like, we just gotta get you some shoes on this bitch and you all good. He was referring to some large rims, which is something way more popular in the South. Up here in the East and shit, motherfuckers drive like sports cars. That's their dope car. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody you're not gonna see too many people around here driving a 78 Cadillac on 24s. Like that's just insane. Like,
are you saying there's no hoopties? Is that what you're trying to
say? Oh, there's hoopties around. But like in Texas, that you take a old Cadillac like that, put some rims on it, chrome that bitch up.
Put some Longhorns on the hood.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You try to redneck a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a little more hood flavor.
Oh, okay.
But you throw some 24s on that bitch, chrome grill. That's a fucking dope ride in the hood in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, people are like, yeah, this motherfucker got his granddad's whip out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So location, location's important when it comes to people. So, you know, and America is such a different, like, America is the same country, but it's so big and vast that where you are geographically really matters to your character in this country.
Every state is a different country.
It really is.
If you think about it.
It really is.
It's just we're united under one, whatever, for common cause.
Laws, if you want to say that.
Yeah, one government. But we still have our own governments, too. So it's like, how much does it really affect us?
Yeah, there's shit you can do in PA that you can't do in Delaware and vice versa. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I can go go to New Jersey where marijuana is illegal and PA is still legal. So it's like, but I can drive there. We're in the same country, but it's totally different laws.
Yes,
so
everything's
different. So, yeah, and I think that's one of the more beautiful things about Sean Baker as a director. I think he's really able to capture his locations very, very well. I would say even in Enora, I think he caught New York pretty nice in the time that you spend in New York, because you do travel a little bit in Enora. But Red Rocket, he wrote this story because at the end, I don't know if you remember, she referred to him as a suitcase pimp.
She say it one more time.
Yeah, say it one more time.
Suitcase pimp.
Pimp.
Yeah.
And I guess that chick who plays Lexi, I guess she's like a classically trained stage actress or something.
Cause really?
Because Baker was like, yo, the fact that we got her was like really good because he was like, she helped out a lot with the non-actors, and I was like, I didn't know
she looked
was.
Like Kristen Wiig.
Oh, that's a man. Damn, is that?
I thought
is that who you're using?
Believe it or not, I had
damn,
a whole.
That's good. I'm so mad. I didn't think of.
I had a whole thing, believe it or not, of people for the recast, and then something hit me, and this is while I was watching it. I was just recasting, like, who could I see as Mikey, other than Simon Rex?
Yo, because he kind of, he bodies
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like, I was like, shit.
And then something hit me, and we'll talk about it when we recast, but I thought of Kristen Wiig right away.
Really good.
But then I'm like, well, then who could be Mikey? And then who could be Lil? You know,
I think I got some good ones for, I thought, I was having issues with Lexi, because I got someone I like, but I think she's too young. But I love who you just said. Fuck.
I think she would be incredible, but
she's
then it's
the right age.
But then it's like, who could be? You know, you'd have to have like John Cena or something. Yeah. As
he can't
as
play
Mikey.
Fucking Mike.
No. But he would actually be great because he would be able to put that energy into it.
The energy, yes.
If he could,
too,
if he could lose,
his look is just he's
if
too
he could,
fucking big.
Yeah, if he could like trim down,
then he's not gonna
No, he's not.
He'd be 190 pounds. Get on my face.
But I'm just saying, if he could, he would be perfect.
He would.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But no, you're good. So Red Rocket, it's kind of lightning in a bottle because it is a movie that they kind of just, not saying they threw it together, but they did this project very quickly. And
like you said, it was during COVID.
Yeah, and I think the budget's like a million. It's
1.1.
Okay, I was like.
You were close.
I was close.
You were close.
I'm like.
And most of that is probably the rights to buy.
Yeah, he was like, Shawmaker literally said that cost the most of everything.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
But NSYNC liked it. They heard Susanna Song's version on the piano, and they liked it.
Yeah, it was incredible, the way she sang it.
Yeah, because he was afraid they weren't going to let him use it based on what the movie was about. And they said they loved the movie, so they were like, yeah, go ahead, dude. So that's cool.
Believe it or not, with Kristen Wiig, I thought of Justin Timberlake for Mikey. But he still looks too young.
Because Simon Rex was 46 in this.
Yeah.
And I think he looks great for his age. Him and Sean Baker both look pretty young for their ages. Sean Baker's like 50-something. He looks fucking young, too.
I just wanted to tell you what I was thinking.
Yep. So this movie is about a guy, Mikey Saber. He is a former pornographic actor. I'm an actor. All right. Stop saying pornography. One of the all-time best. So Mikey is down on his luck, and he goes back from LA to his hometown, Texas City, is where they are calling it. And he has nowhere to go. He has no money. So he decides to ask his ex, wife.
Yeah, she's like, we're still married. She's like,
we are still married. His current wife and his mother-in-law. I mean, these guys have been separated for quite some time. I mean, this bitch has a kid for someone else. So he gets there, and it's just, dude, you can already see the type of dude Mikey is right away.
Yes, he can.
Slick, fast-talking guy, but full of total shit.
Yeah, he's a con man.
He's a con man.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy would be a great door-to-door salesman. Because he can talk to anyone really quick and engage them really quick. Everyone knows someone like this.
Yeah, because even when he's, like, buying the clothes at the art center.
Yep, he's like, hey.
You got a changing room?
He's like, hey, check this out. Buy all these shirts. You throw an ashtray in for $1.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. I like you. Yeah. Like, he's a slick talker. Just like when he goes to see Leandria. He knows how to talk to her. And boom. Right back in the game like that.
June sees right through him.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my God. June is one of my favorite fucking characters, man. June is great. But so Mikey, he got nowhere to stay, nowhere to go. So he does convince his his wife, Lexi. We'll just call her Lexi. He convinced Lexi and Lil, her mother, to let him stay because he agrees that he will get a job and help pay rent. So Mikey gets in there, and he tells him a whole bunch of funny bullshit about
homeless.
Yeah, he said, I had to sleep in a fucking alley. I had to use my shoes as a fucking pillow.
Yeah,
he said, and two Mexican dudes Robbie beat the shit out of me. They got everything, myself, and my wallet.
No, I thought you said they were homeless.
Or homeless, sorry.
Yeah. Said, how dare you?
Sorry, excuse me, guys.
God, just because it was 2016 in Texas doesn't mean that Ted Cruz was beating me up.
Ted fucking Cruz. Oh, my God. The dude who fucking, where do you go to, like, Puerto Rico or something?
I think he went to, like, Cancun
or something. Your whole state's frozen, and you're not even there.
That's the weird thing. Dude, you're Canadian. Aren't you used to this?
Yeah, he was like, hell no, I'm out of here. He's like, all right, you can get me and my family out of here. Have fun, Texans.
Yeah.
He was like, geez, that was insane. I couldn't believe that. Anyway, so Mikey's telling him all this crazy shit, and they both know he's full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
And
because, like, they know him.
Because they know him, yes. She's like, I know you better than anybody. But Mikey is fucking infectious, and before you know it, he's right back in their good graces, you know what I mean? Because he's one of them dudes who, when push comes to shove, he will survive.
Yeah.
That's one thing about guys like Mikey. They might suck in a lot of areas, but they are smart, and they know how to survive. Mikey wasn't stupid. Mikey was just a piece of shit.
He made stupid decisions.
He made dumb choices, but he wasn't a dumb guy. So Mikey, he goes on these job interviews, And my God, you know, she said, "Oh, that is you."
He's so, like, "That's a little younger, but that is me."
Yep. He's like, "She's like, there's a big gap in your employment. Oh, so yeah. I've worked almost every day since." So he's like, he said, you know, he said acting, music, entrepreneurship.
He's trying to say everything but.
Everything.
I was self-employed.
Yeah, I was self-employed. Yeah. He said, you look at the error code. Yeah, that's why I got that error code. I was in Los Angeles. No, that shit is so funny, yo. He said, bro, you're just overqualified
for
this job. So, of course, he tells them he does porn because they want to see some kind of resume.
Yeah.
And, of course, no restaurant is going to hire a waiter that's done porn, because like she said, what if one of our guests notices you, which they probably will because you're from here.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, everyone knows the guy from the small town who left to do porn.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't forget that. I know a girl. I'm not going to mention her name on here because she's big.
Really?
Yeah. She's big, real big. She's from Downingtown.
Really?
Yes. I know her.
Miles Teller. He's from Downingtown.
He is, but it's a chick.
Okay.
I know her. I'm not going to say her name. Definitely not going to say her real name. I'm not going to say her stage name, but she's big. I'll show you her when we're done.
You're okay.
Going to be like, holy shit, you know this girl? Yes. I used to mess with her, one of her best friends, actually. Yeah. Not her, one of her best friends.
Okay.
One of my boys wanted to get her real bad. We all told him, bro, it ain't happening. She is out there doing her thing, and he wouldn't believe me. Went to a party at the homie's house, won't say his name either because these are very real people and very real stories. She got her back door busted open by the dude whose crib it was. And you know, everybody heard it and knows about it, and my boy, he was there and he was all sad. I'm like, bro, we told you what kind of girl you were messing with, dog.
Yeah,
like, so he was all pissed off. And then when she got in the game, we showed him, because somebody showed me. They're like, yo, Dom, you know this person through this person, right? I'm like, yes. And they're like, let me show you something. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, that's definitely her. And I was like, hey, I know this dude. I've seen his work too. I'm like, so this is fucking legitimate. And dude, it blew the fuck up. And I was like, so we showed the homie. We're all drunk one night hanging out on the block. And we showed the homie, bro, he got fucking pissed.
Really?
I'm like, bro, why are you mad? You haven't fucking talked to this girl forever.
But you know what it is? It's the Jay Giles band, Angel in the Centerfold. Do you remember that song from the 80s?
No.
Oh, it's about a guy who, a girl he was infatuated with in school, ends up posing for like Playboy or one of those magazines. And he feels weird about it because he wanted her to himself, not for everyone else.
For the world. Yep. Yeah. I was like, she's for the streets.
Yeah. You don't know that song? My Blood Runs Cold.
Oh, no.
My Memories Just Been Sold.
It's one of those songs I'd probably know if I heard it.
Yeah.
You'll have to play it for me when we're done.
Yeah.
But, so Mikey can't get a real job.
No, he can't.
Mikey's like, well, back to what I know, because he is a survivor, quick thinking on his feet, he used to sell trees back in the day. So he goes to see Leandria, which I got a fun recast for Leandria, real person we know.
Really?
Yes. We'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay.
So Leandria is funny. She's chilling. You know, she's just one of them southern black ladies that hold shit down. Clearly everybody depends on her. She's feeding the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Her kids. Funny thing about this movie, all these grown ass motherfuckers live with their parents.
Yes, they do.
Bro, everybody in here is at minimum 37 years old. And then they all live with their parents.
Yeah, because Mikey and Lexi, I think, are supposed to be in their 30s.
They're definitely supposed to be like 38, 9.
Yeah,
they're late 30s.
The son, Leandria's son, says that like 25 years ago,
we've been up in high school. That's what
So it's like late 30s, early 40s.
That's what I was like.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be old. Yeah. He said we had a disagreement on the basketball court.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they were supposed to be old. And then he's living with his mom, the Leandria's son. Now, June, probably like early mid 20s.
Yeah, she looked like.
Yeah, I was like, so she's in Honora too, just for a second, but she is in there. And then, but that son, I'm like, dude, you're at least 39. Mom, yeah. We're hot sauce. I'm like, bro, yeah. You're too old to be screaming out the fucking back door to your mom where the hot sauce is. Where the hell it always is. I'm like, yes. And then you got Mikey and Lexi living with Lil, and then Lonnie living with his dad. Now, oh, Lonnie yeah. was definitely supposed to be younger than them, but like,
yeah,
Lonnie
Lexi was supposed to be like
31 or 2.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, so I'm like, bro, all y'all live with y'all, like, nutty, like, can't even grab a roommate.
I think it's showing like the economy
yeah.
and the, like, the availability. Or lack of availability
of work. Work and housing, yeah. Because, but it didn't seem weird at all. I feel like this is just, there's areas like that where people just kind of like families just live together their whole fucking lives.
And almost, I think because of the time period it takes place in and the political things that are in the film, it's almost showing you like, Trump country, right?
It is, and I think that's why he wanted Trump in the background.
It actually makes sense then when you put it that way. Like, if people are in their 30s and 40s still living with their parents, like,
which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
No,
it's just they seem to have no desire to leave either, though.
Yeah, but it also shows like a certain kind of mentality that would latch on to certain ideas.
Yes,
that's what I think. As like a deeper subtext in the film.
Absolutely. That was one thing, like, watching it this time, I've seen it a good amount of times, but watching it this time around, I was like, yo, all these grown-ass motherfuckers living with their parents. And, like, under their parents' rule, too, like, they don't, like, half of them didn't even have cars. And I'm like, damn, man, like, if I'm living with my mom rent-free, I'm definitely, like, she's not, I'm not going to need her for anything else. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just going to need the roof.
And look, Mikey had someone else's bike.
Yeah, bro, you stole somebody's bike, right, bro? Like, Lexi didn't have a car. I'm like, none of y'all got a whip? Like, that's what I'm like, dude, I feel like there's two people in this whole movie that have cars, Lonnie and Leandria. I'm like, I feel like the only people with cars.
And they're collecting unemployment or whatever, or whatever welfare.
Yeah. You know,
because she tells him to go apply for it.
Yep, go apply for it. And, you know, you got established residence.
Yeah, 180
days. 180 days.
And Texas State ID, blah, blah, blah.
All that stuff. So, So, Mikey, all that doesn't work. So, Mikey goes to Leandria, his old connect, and see if she can front him up for some trees. And it's funny because she gave him the Reggie Bush. She said, how much you want to bet he smoked that shit himself? I was like, she said, that's why I gave him some Reggie Bush. I'm like, yo, hit him with the dirty dirt. I'm like, that's funny as hell. But he grinds quick, bro. He gets that tree. He was smart. It looked like he pre-rolled a bunch of American flag J's to sell the pre-rolls, which, dude, you can make a lot of money off that, especially if people just want to smoke real quick. It's like, it's already rolling for me. I can buy it. It's not that expensive. Boom. Like, that's why, like, a lot of these dispensaries and shit, they make a lot of money off pre-rolls. But he was quick. Bro, he flipped that zip pretty fast and re-upped quick and had enough money to buy some clothes. He was literally wearing his girlfriend or his wife's clothes.
Yeah, he was.
To job interviews.
Yeah.
He's like, no, not one men's shirt. Baggers can't be Jews. I'm like, why would she have men's clothes? The two chicks live here. You know, it ain't no consistent dick up in this house, bro. Yeah. Like, come on. So he goes out and grinds. And, you know, him and Lexi, you know, the tension is there, of course, because she's like, whatever. And he's getting into it with Lil here and there. You've been drinking all my insurance. But, you know, they're like, hey, bro, you've been here for a little bit. You ain't paid no rent. And he's like, well, I'm providing security. We didn't hire a security guard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's like, I'm mowing the lawn. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But
trying to find anything.
But he whips out $800, pays the whole rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He said, I'm going to pay the whole motherfucking
month. For August.
August is on me. They go get some donuts to celebrate. It was $6.35 for all that food. I was like, damn. He got like two large coffees, some donuts, all for $6. I'm like, bro, if that was now, it should be $20.
Well, that's because this is like
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID.
So I'm like, shit was cheap not that long ago. So I'm like, bro, if you went to Dunkin' Donuts right now, and got three large coffees and like, I don't know, half a dozen donuts, bro. That's gonna be $20.
So here's a quick rant. I'm at the store yesterday, and this old guy is like pushing his cart, and he turns to talk to the cashier, and he's like, you know, this is actually what he said. He's like, the election just ended and prices are already lower. And I'm like, all I wanted to say was, dude, the election was 2.5 months ago.
Yeah.
Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, I'm like, but maybe he meant the inauguration.
He probably did. Yeah. But the thing is, like, I didn't have the heart to tell him that whoever owns that supermarket was jacking up the prices. It wasn't the president.
It wasn't the president.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever like ships or makes the stuff is jacking up the prices, so the supermarket has to jack the prices up to make up for it. And gas, because the gas companies jack up the price of the gas that's already at the pump.
I saved $4.
It's like, So his liniment was cheaper, I guess.
Well, you know what? As long as he's happy, whatever.
No, because he's ignorant.
Well, he's going to stay ignorant.
That's true. No matter
what you tell him, he don't give a fuck what you got to say to him.
That's true, but I hate when I hear the blame being placed where it shouldn't be placed. Like, if we're talking about, like, immigrants taking our jobs, how about the people giving them the jobs?
Giving it to them, yeah. I was like, don't get mad at them. Get mad at
the employer. Yeah, don't get mad at the immigrants or even, like, whoever's running the country, because they're not the ones employing.
They're not
employing.
They're not the signing guy, stubs.
Yeah, the guy who's paying them, and then he paying the taxes.
Yeah.
That, you know, saying that he's not paying them so he can pay them less. That's the guy you should get.
Yeah, I'm like, that guy's a slummy, man.
And it doesn't matter what your political affiliation. Blame the cause of the problem.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, stuff used to be cheaper. Yep. Sorry.
So, at the donut hole, it's an interesting donut shop because it reminds me of the donut shop in Tangerine. And it's the same lady running it. And so he meets the little girl who works at the front desk, Rayleigh, a.k.a. Strawberry. And he's immediately mesmerized by the girl.
He is.
He sees her.
It's the first ginger he was ever attracted to.
Yeah. And I mean, and like, okay, so she's played by Susanna Song, who Simon Rex found her at a movie theater.
Really?
Yep. She was an actor.
Wait, he found her to act in this film?
Yeah.
Wow.
He found her. This is the thing. He found her, liked her look. Him and his wife were like, we like how she looks. And so they went up to her. He's like, hey, my name's Sean Baker. I've made some movies. And she was like, so she looked him up. She's like, oh, no, this is you. You're legit. And he's like, yeah, give me your email and I want to hit you up. I might have something for you. He didn't hit her up for 2 years. Now, when he had something, he did.
Wow.
And she was down. So
that's
she's like, she looks young. Like, she does look like she could be a teenager. She's like 22 or 3 in that movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was in her 20s.
I assume because there was nudity that she was over 18.
She was at least 18.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she was like 23, I think. Wow. She's like 27 now or something.
Jeez.
26. So, yeah, she's not a spring chicken. But so he's just infatuated with this girl. And, like, I get it. Strawberry does have a look to her. Like, she was, like, sexy in her own way. But, like, I just don't think outside of this movie, she's just not attractive. Like, it's not she's ugly or anything. She's just like.
It's only because he's grooming her. That's the only reason.
I mean, in this movie, she's got I like the pale redhead. She got the orange hair.
Yeah.
She got the little outfits. And
it's that, like, Lolita kind of thing.
And,
right?
Yes. And she got the little southern drawl. Like, it's all packaged to make you feel that way about her, even for the watcher. So. You know, I get it. And he's just like, my lord. He's like, man, if these two chicks were here, I'd be like, what's good? So much so that he rushes them home. And, you know, she said, I want to throw up my cookie. She said, are you running the fucking Olympics? What's going on? Like, he rushes them home from their donut date. And he rushes back to the donut hole because he's got to meet this girl.
Yeah.
But they're closed. So he goes back the next day. And she's off.
Yeah, she only works Wednesdays.
Yeah. And so he comes back on Wednesday, and he meets her. Now, mind you, in this time, before this happens, I forgot to mention, he started having sex with Lexi again.
Yes, with his wife.
With his wife, which is normal, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
He's been banging his wife, but he tired of that old pussy. He wants some new pussy. He wants some of that young, fresh pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he wants. So. He goes and he starts chatting up Strawberry, and you know, he thinks her name's Rayleigh, which it is, and he calls her that, and she's like, call me Strawberry. And he's like, call you what? When I first saw it too, I was like, call me what? I was like, oh my lord. I was like, that name sounds very,
yes.
It was just very sexual.
Yes.
And the way she said it, the way she looked at him, I'm like, she just killed the role. But, that's just, Baker just knows how to direct actors, bro. It's that simple. But she's feeling him. Obviously, she knows he's older, you know, but he's charismatic. Like I said, he knows how to talk. And even though he's an older guy, he's still very in touch with the youth.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a more youthful older guy. So she quickly starts to like him and he starts to like her. And, you know, long story short, the film goes in this interesting direction where he does essentially start grooming this young woman to do porn because he wants to use her
to kind of restart his career.
Make his comeback.
Yeah.
And all the while, she's falling in love with him.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't see it that way.
No.
He doesn't get that.
It's like a means to an end for him.
It's a means to an end for him. And she clearly just wants a regular relationship with him.
And Lexi's falling in love.
And Lexi's re-falling in love with him, too. So he's got both of these women falling in love with him at the same time, and he could give a shit less about either of them.
Yeah, he's only thinking about himself.
He is only
thinking about his Red Rocket.
His Red Rocket, yes.
Because he's a dog.
Because he's a dog, yes. That's exactly what it is. And I'm like, I mean, as far as, like, Strawberry goes, I'm like, listen, bro, you are way too old to date a fucking teenager. I'm not one of them guys who are like, I'm definitely, obviously, I can't help but advocate for age gaps. Like, I don't give a shit. Half the women I'm attracted to are fucking twice my age.
Yeah, by the way, Jane Fonda
is hit me up. Baby girl, I will treat you like you are 22. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at Demi Moore like, oh my lord, watching The Substance. I'm watching Michelle Pfeiffer. When we went and saw Ant-Man, dude, Michelle Pfeiffer.
She was the best part of Quantumania.
She absolutely was. I was like, God damn, she looked good. You know,
Jonathan Majors was good.
He was very good, too.
Yeah, he's always good.
He's always good.
Oh, by the way, real quick, Magazine Dreams should be coming out this year. I did read that it got a distributor. I don't know when.
I can't wait.
I don't know when, but it should be out this year.
And, dude, hopefully it'll be so good. Like, you know what, Jonathan? Fuck it, bro. Get back in the game.
Yeah,
can this be his comeback?
I'm hoping.
Because, like,
from Lovecraft Country on, he just
kept killing it. He's very good, man. And I'm like, we ain't got that many good young black actors out right now. So I'm like, we can't be losing them.
And not ones with, like, that much presence. I hate to compare him to Denzel Washington, but as far as, like, he could probably do anything.
I think he is that kind of guy.
Sidney Poitier or Denzel Washington, yeah.
Because after I saw him in The Last Black Man in San Francisco, I was like, okay, this guy can do anything. Because I thought he was mentally challenged in that film. I mean, he was, kind of. But I'm like, wow, he's not just a big jack dude. He can fucking play. I'm like, he's an actor, bro. I'm like, The Rock, take notes.
Yeah.
But dude, so Mikey is... He's in a love triangle, if you want to call it that.
It's
a lust triangle. He can really give a fuck less about Lexi.
Yeah.
He does not like Lexi at all.
No.
Lexi is a place to stay and some pussy to fuck.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
That's it. He don't want to hang out with this bitch. He don't want to talk to her. Like, and as it goes on, you just see he gets more and more annoyed with everything she says because she starts thinking they're back together.
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
oh, because she starts to try to rely on
She does. And she does because he's paying the bills. He's putting food in the house. He's doing the shit that a husband does.
And so she wants him there for the child.
For the child, too.
Yeah.
But in Mikey's defense, why the fuck should he give a shit about your child that you got taken away because you're a drug addict?
Because, like, if you're still married,
he's like, the only reason we still married is because we can't afford a divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's keep it fucking real.
Yeah, no, I get it. But her mentality, I think, was like, for better or for worse.
Yeah, and he's like, bitch. He's like, no. He's like, let's keep it real. They probably got married way too young.
Oh, yeah. Like right out of high school.
Yeah, right out of high school.
Or even in high school.
And y'all are both doing porn. Like, you knew this, man. This ain't no damn marriage. Yeah. What marriage is this?
And she left because he tells Lonnie after how many years.
Yeah, yeah. After some years, she left, started doing drugs real hard.
And then, like, a year later, she was back with her mom.
Back with mommy, yeah. He's like, Five years. That's what he says.
He did it for like 20. She only did it for five.
Yeah. Well, men outlast the women typically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at like Peter North.
He's still
in his 60s, I think.
Ron Jeremy went hard for a long time.
Well, he would have Lexington to Steel. Keep the job.
Yeah. Lexington Steel was going hard for a long time. Like, there's a lot of dudes like... Because the male talent is far more rare.
And a lot of those guys end up doing, like, producing and directing to kind of keep their own longevity. Yep, so it's like...
industry. Keep the money for them.
Yeah. And it's like Lexington Steel, like, presents or Peter North presents or whatever.
We got some... Like, listen, guys, we know the game. It's like,
TT Boy.
Yep, TT Boy.
James Dean.
Wait, what are you saying, Boogie Nights? He said, I understand you can't fuck forever. You can't fuck forever.
Yeah, Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, Dirk Diggler. Chess Rockwell. And Brock Landers.
Yes. Yeah.
So funny. But so Mikey's like we said, both of these women are both falling in love with him for different reasons. Lexi's falling in love with him because he's being the husband she always probably dreamed of.
Yeah.
Paying the bills. Giving me some good dick, being fun, like taking care of my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like her mom said, like it was a big weight off Lexi. Now she ain't got to be on the Craigslist doing clients.
Yeah.
You know,
is that what she was doing?
That's.
I must have missed that.
Yeah. That's what Lil says. There's a part where Lil pulls him aside and she's like, listen, if you're for real, I welcome you here. I appreciate you paying the rent because it keeps Lexi off the Craigslist. She's like, I don't want to do clients anymore. It's too dangerous. It's not safe. So.
Wow. So, I miss that part.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so she did say that. So, oh my God, I've seen this movie a few times. You know, getting the quotes and shit, it really makes you like, I was like, man, I didn't realize they said this shit.
Yeah.
Some of the shit. So,
yeah, because that's even deeper than like as to what they were going through.
Yes, that's what I was like. So, they were probably barely getting by before he came in. So, of course, she's instantly going to be like, oh, yeah, she was. After that, dude, Lexi was trying to fuck every night. And after a while, he ain't feeling her. One, he's fucking some pussy that's 20 years younger.
Yeah.
25 years younger. And it's new pussy. She's young. She's pretty. Lexi looks like a shot-out drunk. You know what I mean? Let's keep it real.
Yeah, she does.
If you're picking one, especially if you're Simon's age, you take a strawberry. Let's keep it real. You know what I mean? If there's no consequences to sticking your dick in either of the pussies, you take a strawberry. So, I mean, that's what it is. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so, and Lexi, I mean, Lexi's not that cute. She's kind of annoying. She's a little middle American-y. Because I'm trying not to use the other phrase.
Yes, I understand.
Because a white person told me that you can call a white person. You know, a saltine, for lack of other words, the H and a pecker and all this other stuff that I'm not going to say.
Can I say them? Because I'm white?
Yeah, totally, bro.
So a cracker, a honky, and a peckerwood?
Yeah, you can say all that.
Okay.
You know, they're like, Dom, if you wouldn't call some white person those things, it wouldn't bother them all. Call them white, you know. Things that go out on Wednesday mornings, they're like, they'll freak out.
And I want to love you, PWT.
Yeah. That's what they sing to Haley, bro.
So
I heard that was a big insult. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy. It's like, man, I was like, you ever been called? And they got a little, and I'm like, all right, that was a sore spot. Mikey's like, you know, his whole goal is I'm getting back to California.
Yeah.
He's been making good money selling weed. He's doing really good. Strawberry put him on. He sold to the refinery.
He was told not to.
And that's a pretty big deal because that comes up later. So Leandra and June tell him, don't fuck with big oil. You know, and I'm not 100% sure on why they don't want him to fuck with big oil. I don't know. But it was definitely serious because that was definitely a big part of the reason that they do what they do to Mikey in the end.
It probably has to do with they probably did it before and something happened. And they were told not to, like with the workers.
Yeah.
It's because, like, yeah. So even if they do it after work, It's probably...
Oh, yeah. Remember, he's selling fake piss. Yeah. So they definitely ain't supposed to be smoking.
Yeah. So it's like you're putting their lives in danger.
Yeah. You're putting their lives in danger. And on top of that, dude, if they get caught, you putting us at risk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because so everyone knows.
Everyone knows who everyone knew Leandre was the fucking neighborhood supplier, bro. She had soccer moms coming through.
She did.
You know, she had... I'm like, this bitch is supplying the fucking... Definitely supplying this whole area with trees. So, like... I'm like, she was high ranked. She probably had a fat book. She probably had some money stashed away, bro. And she's probably been doing this shit 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Leandre was easily supposed to be 50.
I assume 50, 60.
50, 60. That's what I'm like.
Yeah, because
like,
she was friends with Lil.
Yeah, exactly. And, but you know, like, she is black, so you really can't tell how old she is. Like,
you can tell she was older
but you're like, this woman could easily be older and look younger, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but she was friends with Lil, so obviously.
They knew each other.
Yeah, because like, Mikey's fucking like 41 or 2 at least. Yeah. So I'm like, she's at least 25 years older now, you know what I mean? So she was up there, but you know, she is black, so. But Leandre.
How dare you?
But Leandre and June are like, yo, they warn him. And of course, he don't fucking listen.
No, he can't.
You know,
because he's like, I'm making bread.
They pay way more than these strippers and skaters.
Yeah. dancers.
Yeah.
You mean strippers?
She means strippers? She's like,
topless dancers?
Topless dancers, yeah.
Yeah.
Titty bar. Yeah. And that's when they go on their first date.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the shit rewatchable
stuff. Yeah, because
I'll try to keep it going. So Mikey is now something does happen. Mikey is stacking the bread. He's stacking up money. Tensions are really getting high between him and Lexi, and there he's really getting close to Strawberry. Strawberry is falling in love with this man, and he doesn't realize that though.
No, because he's just thinking of his.
He's so tunnel vision. It's insane because he thinks Strawberry is just having a good time with the older guy.
Yeah,
when she's actually falling in love with him, she's like, bro, she's like. All about you. She broke up with her boyfriend for you.
Yeah. So well, like, they were never really together.
Never really together. But like,
what was his name? Nash?
Nash, yeah. He said, fuck that. You wanted me. That kid was like, I'm like, this kid seems.
Yeah.
A couple of screws loose.
Maybe.
This kid seemed,
one can short of a
one can, there you go. There you go. One kid, his whole family, bro.
Yeah, one foot short of a prey.
His dad, though. You come around my house again, you believe in a body bag, bitch.
Oh, yeah, because then his mom, like, called her a whore.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
She's like, you're a whore. Like,
you're fucking, what the fuck? Don't call my mom, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a demographic here.
It took three of you to get
three
me.
Three of you to get me, right? He said, I could have easily out-cardio that kid. That's what I'm like. John Baker's, yes. I'm like, his ride, this is definitely his funniest writing.
Yeah.
This and Tangerine were... He was on his A game with the comedy in those two. Anora's funny too. It's like the middle of Anora. There's like a 45 minute part, like in the middle. It's just fucking hilarious, and a bunch of wacky shit happens. It's funny, but Red Rocket is funny start to finish. Like even when fucked up shit's happening, it's funny, bro. Like so.
What? Like when Lonnie vomits?
Oh my God, bro. He said, that's what, look at me. He said, I don't know you, bro. He said, why'd you just pull off like that? I'm like, listen, that's Lonnie's fault. The driver is responsible for what the car does, bro. I'm sorry. That's all your. I put none of that on Mikey. Yeah. I'm like, bro, if you knew, I'd be like, listen, Mikey. We miss Sags and we got to take next one. It's what it is. Like, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah,
that's a turning point in the story.
Oh, so, literally.
It literally is. So,
so
Mikey is, matter of fact, what's over right now? So Mikey pretty much is like, I think I got Strawberry on the hook. Like, I think she's ready to go. She's ready to go to LA. She wants to get out of here. She loves fucking me. I didn't kind of told her how much money she can make.
And they filmed it.
And they filmed him,
And he's like, see the way you're looking at the camera?
$2,000 off that.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is she's interested. He just can't see. She's shown zero interest in any of this.
Yeah.
She said, I like fucking you. I don't want to fuck anyone else. I don't want to think about you fucking anyone else.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to do porn. I'm already about to have an awkward senior year. I don't want to have an awkward rest of my life. Like, yeah. She literally says all this shit to him, and he's so fucking blind. He doesn't realize that she just wants to be with you.
Yeah.
If she goes to L.A., she wants to go to L.A. with you. She doesn't care what you guys do there. She just wants to be with you, and he doesn't seem to get that. He thinks she wants to use him just like he wants to use her.
Yeah,
but it's not. She's genuine, and I'm like, yeah. It's kind of sad. A 17-year-old has more emotional maturity than a guy who's middle age. So,
well, it's because he stopped aging as soon as he left.
That is true.
So, if he left at like 17 or 18, there's the same.
He does still have the mentality age. Of like I'd say he's like a 23-year-old.
Yeah, maybe
mentality-wise. Well, this fucking idiot. Him and Lonnie. Lonnie's the homie who lives next door. Lonnie's cool. Lonnie's been giving him rides. They've been hanging out. They've been going to the ball, the strip clubs, and shit like that.
You might like my choice for Lonnie, maybe.
I'm like, I went chalk with Lonnie. You'll see. I went chalk. I went with the obvious. But
really?
Yeah, you already know.
Pete Davidson?
Yeah, that was obvious. I went chalk. Yeah, so what?
Even I thought it's someone
else. So I was like, I'm going chalk. And I even said, like, I'm going so chalk with Lonnie, but fuck it. So Lonnie and Mikey, I don't know where they're going, but they're having a conversation about Mikey's like, I'm feeling good. He's like, I'm taking some weird thing, so I got serotonin.
Oh, yeah,
I'm blind and sharp. Yeah, he's like, I'm in physical condition. He's like, bro, I'm back, bro. Yeah. He's feeling good. And I don't know where they're going, but they're in like the left lane. They're like on a 2 or 3 lane highway. They're in the left lane. It was 2 lanes, actually.
Yeah, it was 2 lanes.
Because a 3 lane, it wouldn't have been as bad with that. So it's a 2 lane highway. They're in the left lane. The exit they need to go to is coming up. Mikey's like, yo, bro, here's the exit. Lonnie's dumbass. Now, Mikey definitely should have told him the exit was coming up sooner. But
he's a bad navigator.
He is a terrible navigator because he's running his damn mouth.
Yeah.
But Lonnie's dumbass, instead of being a responsible driver and said, oh, bro, look, we missed it. We're going to have to take the next exit. This motherfucker tries to get off on this shit. He swerves. No look. Just swerves into the right lane to take the exit and causes a 20-plus car pileup.
22s,
yep.
Because a tractor-trailer jack.
Yo, it jackknifes, and it looked bad. Like, now, Sean Baker's smart. He know he ain't got the budget to actually film this. That's not important. The accident itself is important. It's the aftermath of it. So we see Lonnie's like, bro, they freak out. Like, yo, Mikey's like, motherfucker, you do not know me. So Mikey's like, and they're waiting to see if Lonnie's going to go to jail, dude. So Mikey's like on edge thinking he's going to snitch on him. Be like, yo, he was with me. I don't know why Mikey was scared because
it would be
charge the driver. Yeah, you only charge the driver.
It's not, you're not going to drive the or charge the passenger.
Exactly. And even if Lonnie was like, well, he told me to do it, they'd be like, well, who was driving the car? I was. Okay, then it's your fault.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but he's on edge. He's
like, yeah. Right? His mind is sharp.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Mikey's like really nervous. Like, he can't even function. No. And like, everyone's been in a situation where they're like, waiting for like results from something
on
edge, whether it's a pregnancy scare or whether you're fucking waiting for some test results. You want to know, have you passed the class?
Yeah, I was like, gonna say grades from a class. So I'm like, when you're getting ready to graduate.
Oh, I was there, man. I was like, yo, I was like, listen, bro, let's talk. What I need to do?
Yeah,
like, with the B plus, I was like, Pat! I was like, I would have took a C plus. Hey, I'll take a B plus. C's get degrees, feller.
Yeah,
so.
We should have just had a fuckology degree.
We should have had a fuckology degree. Dude, that was insane. Best subtitles all time. That was insane. Best
subtitles
all time. But so Mikey's kind of laying low. He ain't seen Strawberry. She's been calling him. And, you know, even Lexi knows, like, something's off with him. He's acting weird. Well, Lonnie gets arrested, and he doesn't snitch on Mikey. So Mikey's like, yes, I got a new lease on life. And so he runs. He grabs some flowers and runs to get Strawberry at the donut hole. Tells her that, hey, let's go to L.A. tomorrow. Fuck it. We're going to celebrate your 18th birthday in L.A. Yada, yada, all that. So Mikey makes the dumb-ass mistake of fucking telling Lexi that he's leaving. When I first saw the movie, I was like, as soon as he was like, we're leaving, I'm like, don't tell Lexi.
Yeah.
I was like, just go home. When both them bitches fall asleep, pack your shit, leave it. Never come back.
Yes.
I was like, because them bitches will try and stop you. I knew it. I was like, and once he told her, I was like,
yeah, the way she reacted, she turned the TV
off. She turned the TV off.
She put her cigarette out.
Yep. And I'm like, bro, they're depending on you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just.
Because he'd been there how long now?
It's been at least a month.
It was about a month.
Yep.
Because when he first got there, it was the Republican National Convention. And then later on, they're listening to the Democratic.
Yep.
And there was about 3 to 4 weeks.
It was about 3 weeks when they do set him up, he's like, I'll pay for all of August. I want some of that back. So August didn't even finish. So so that it was definitely probably 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So Mikey is sleeping in bed. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon. June, of course, Lexi and Lil, they hit up Leandria. And June and June's brother, they pull up and they rob Mikey for his weed and his money. But Mikey jumps out the window, ass naked, and runs all the way to Leandria's house to get an explanation and talk to her. Leandria's like, listen, you got to get the fuck out of Texas. I'm protecting Lil. I'm looking out for Lil. All this. They give him a couple $100 to get him a bus ticket to get the fuck out of here. So his plans are fucked.
Yeah.
He ain't got the money to pay for him a strawberry like he had. Like, what are you going to do? Well, he's screwed. Well, the film ends with him walking pretty much with a towel on.
Oh, no, he has clothes.
Oh, he did have
clothes. Because they go back.
That's right.
And they let him get his stuff together.
Yeah.
Because that's when the guy's like, you want a rematch?
You want a rematch?
He's like, no.
He's like, nah.
No.
And that dude, he was like flirting with Lil, bro. He was like, yeah, Lil, you should come by.
Yeah, he was.
I'm like, bro, are you trying to fuck this old
What was his name? Was like Marcus or Marcus?
I think it was Marcus, something like that. Yeah. I couldn't remember, bro. He was annoying.
He was. He was flirting with Lil.
He was flirting with Lil. He was like, he was like, you're just so funny. And all I'm like, You try to
barbecue or something.
Yeah, he was like, "We'll have a few beers," you know. Yeah, and I'm like,
"Yes."
But so they set him up. Lexi tells him where everything is. She's being, you know, ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye. So that's what it was. And so he's walking, and he walks all the way to Strawberry's house, maybe, and Strawberry comes out in this little bikini and does this little dance to a Chopped and Screwed. I think it's actually the song in reverse.
It was.
And she does this dance and he's staring at her and he's like, and the film ends that way. And that's a very Sean Baker like ending. And I like that ending actually because it leaves the door open for a lot of fun, unanswerable questions.
Yes. Which we'll get to. Yes.
So
yeah.
It's a nutty film, but it's a funny ass film. Like, and it's a dark film because, like you said, this is a movie about a guy grooming a young girl in porn. Yes, that's exactly what this is.
Yes,
but
unfortunately,
the way Sean's style and writing makes it this fun. It's a bright movie. The colors and cinematography are beautiful. He just knows how to dress these dark situations up.
Yeah, to make them less dark and depressing. Yeah,
and he does the same thing in Anora, as you will see. And that's one thing I love about him. He takes these slice of life stories about people you never hear about and makes them very interesting, but never tells you how to feel about these people. He never judges Mikey.
No.
Like,
he just shows you what he does.
But he doesn't judge Mikey. He doesn't make you see Mike. Mikey is a character that a lot of people liked and a lot of people didn't like.
And you know what? That's a sign of actually a great writer because even in, stories or short stories, you know, if you're just writing, kind of like reporting what you see, the reader, in the case of a short story, judges the characters, whether they're good or bad,
and they should be able to paint their own picture, because you're leaving your narrative out of it, and that is why
you're impartial.
Yep. And I think that's why I literally think that's the beauty and strength of his writing. So let's get in the categories.
All right,
MVP.
I'd say Simon Rex.
Simon Rex or Sean Baker.
Yes.
Absolutely. Simon Rex is in this. It's 2+ hours. It's 2:20 or 2:15. And he's in the whole fucking thing.
He's in at least 2:10.
There's literally maybe a couple scenes with just Lexi for a minute or two.
And the dog.
And the dog. Yeah. Like, there's a scene where she talks to Lonnie without him.
A couple scenes
where she talks to her mom without him.
Yeah.
But he's his thing. It's his show.
It's his vehicle.
It is. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Simon Rex, honestly.
Or in the case of the movie, it's his bicycle.
It's his bike. I think he should have got an Oscar nom for this. I really do.
Yeah.
I think this is an Oscar
nom. I'm kind of surprised he didn't.
Yeah. Well, Sean Baker was so, like, they didn't look at him until Nora. But they had to stop ignoring him after Red Rocket.
Yeah.
So once they were like, oh, he's dropping a movie this year,
we're
gonna put our eyes on it.
Did this get nominated for anything?
No.
Because I thought it said, like, Cannes something.
It definitely, I think it got nom at Cannes for the Palm. Yeah, at Cannes it did.
So,
Oscars, I don't even think he got a screenplay.
So he's always been like a filmmaker's filmmaker.
Yes, he is. Okay. He's your favorite filmmaker's favorite filmmaker.
So it's kind of like how Cream was like musician's favorite band.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And the Velvet Underground were like musician's favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand.
It's like, like directors love Kubrick. Not the public so much.
Yeah.
Like, well, the public.
It depends on this film.
Like,
a lot
of people were like, I don't get it.
Dude, but I still love Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We love to do that sometime.
We absolutely, my God, so
Peter Sellers
and our boy, bro. George C. Scott.
Yeah.
I was like, why can't I think of this motherfucker's name?
Yeah.
He is chewing that gum.
Turdson or whatever his name is, right? Yeah, I forget his name. Funny. Maybe it's Turbo. I forget.
It's something like
that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, funny. Chewing the gum. Yeah. Oh. And that chick in the bikini.
Yeah, oh, my God. Them talking to Dimitri the whole time and he's never actually there. So funny. All right.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, MVP. All right, so peak season. Simon Rex.
It has to be. This has to be the best thing he's ever done.
It's the best thing he's ever done without question. It's Simon Rex.
And honestly, you could probably do half the cast.
I'm like, yeah,
but
I'm
Simon
like,
Rex,
Susanna's song too.
It's his show, so it's like because he's carrying the whole thing
on his
shoulders.
He's carrying that fucking shit. This is almost the whole cast of Species. All right, best quotes.
Oh,
there's a lot, I'm gonna start running.
I was listening to it, and I'm like, there is too many.
There's so many. I was like, bro, I had to watch this on my computer because I was typing away. I'm like, there's so many. All right. Oh my shit! When he first pulls up to the house and Nell opens the door.
Oh yeah.
You're not coming to this house all beat up. I still got that sass. Oh, you want money, right? I got $22.
Oh yeah. Because she has to go to
the sidewalk.
He's like, you're gonna have to come over here to get it.
She said, one, two, faster.
Because she was gonna call the cops.
She said, I thought you were never coming back. And then the world fucked me. What can I say? Her first night in the house, she gets in a fight, knocks this bitch out, crack. So he's telling them all the stories of how he got there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's like the one woman that was living with him.
Yeah, yeah. He just thought all
they were all drug addicts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got up in one of those Cholo's faces because I'm not a little bitch. I'll teach fucking karate if I have to. I just got my green.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how is Green about teaching karate?
I'm like, bro, you can't teach nobody.
You might be able to teach the warm-up.
Yeah.
That's it.
He said, so what have you been doing in this time? Film, television, music, entrepreneurship? Well, I did work for CC's Pizza from 98 to 2000.
Oh, that's right.
He said, you could probably call corporate.
Yeah.
Okay, let me be honest with you. I'm an adult film actor. Excuse me? A porn star. It was fun. Well, I'm sure it was.
Yes. Yeah, that guy.
Old guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you were just simply overqualified for this job. Later, when you get home, Google Mikey Saber XXX. It's some good shit. I may be able to get you pay stubs from Brazzers, your new sensation. I was like, Sean wrote his ass off of this dude. She said, he retarded. You know he's slow. That's why his head's so big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow.
Why you back, Mr. Hollywood? He said, maybe I can move some butt for you like I did back in the day. She said, let's start with an ounce. How much you want to bet he gonna smoke that shit himself? That's why I gave him some Reggie Bush. That's my girl. I'm like, yo, you'd be pissed if somebody sold you some Reg, bro. I'm like, what is this, 2009? Anywho, please don't give me that nickel French shit again or I won't get repeaters. It's not nickel French shit, son. My parents came home and you were humping in their bed. You jumped out the window naked. They called the cops on you and everything. Like, this guy's a history of jumping out of windows naked, bro.
I guess that was foreshadowing.
It was foreshadowing. Welcome back, dude. Fucking Mikey, man. Shit. He said 100 followers. I don't even have 100 followers.
And he's like, stick with me.
Yeah, stick with me and I'll get your followers up. He said, oh, yeah, I did at least 3 scenes with her. She's a nasty bitch. Yeah. He said, what are you watching? None of your business. I love that show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when he wants
to fuck with it. Yeah, yeah, when he wants to fuck Lexi. Sophie, I fucked your mom last night.
Oh, yeah.
Talked to the dog. Yeah. Can you please inform your mom I'm not a dick? Why would I lie to my mother?
Yeah. That's one of her best
lines. That's one of her best lines.
Besides suitcase pimp.
Suitcase pimp. I've been walking the dog. I've been providing protection, mowing the fucking lawn. You've been drinking all my insurers.
I do like at that one scene, she's like, it's an outside dog.
It's an outside dog. Yeah, she's like, he doesn't need walking. Yeah. I'm not going to help out with the rent. Well, then get the fuck out. I'm going to pay the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is it the hole? Like, it should be donut balls. Well, that's where it came out of. Confession. I didn't fucking know that was why they were called donut holes until I fucking saw this movie.
Really?
Because I was like, donut. I always wonder why they were called holes. I'm like, what's a ball? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Because that's why the donut has the hole.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody, even though the whole world's going
to
hear it.
Although I think... Now they probably just make the balls to begin with.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They don't actually cut it out. They just make the donuts.
Yeah, in that 2025. Shape.
So it looks like the donut that would fill the hole.
Popped out. Yep.
It should be donut balls. Because that's what I think the Pillsbury Doughboy has.
Yeah. Doughball donuts. he said, it's Mikey, not sir. I'm not that old.
Oh yeah, when she first strawberry.
Yeah. Glazed is a favorite. Is Glazed your favorite? Yeah. What did the donuts do on their first date? They glazed into each other's eyes. What do you call a Jamaican donut? Cinnamon.
What a terrible joke!
Oh, so bad. He even had to eye like. She said, "Call me strawberry." Call you what? Bro, I'm sorry. I would react to the same fucking way. I'm like, oh, no. This girl's going to be some fucking trouble. I'll be 18 in 3 weeks, okay? I knew it. You're too old for me. Then, all right, guys, going to be a little inappropriate. You like this big dick inside you, huh? Yeah, you little fucking slut. That's what he's fucking Lexi after he beats Strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he didn't eat his pills then.
Yep. Speaking of the pills, he was like, you know how hard it is to keep wood on set all day? Remember when Christina Rosa almost broke it off? I was like, oh, my God. I've been screwed out of Male Performer of the Year 5 times, bro. He said, bottom bitches are the best of the hookers, but they're still the hookers. Get this, bro. She's 17 years old. Legal as an eagle. I was like, yo, when I first heard that, I just put my face over my head. Oh, my God, bro, come on. I'm like, that's bad. She said, you got that Hollywood vibe. So you live in Hollywood managing actors, but you're in Texas City riding a bike, selling weed, and hitting on high schoolers? She figured you out real fast.
Yeah.
And she still loved you despite of all that.
Yeah.
Who smokes joints anymore? That's so old manny. I was like, damn, bro, young niggas smoke joints too. But she said, I appreciate you paying the bills. It keeps Lexi off the Craigslist.
Man.
Where's the hot sauce, Mom? Where the hell it always is? So I heard you do porn or something. Yes, ma'am, 5 AVNs. That's the SCD?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Yes, yes.
June has two of my favorite lines in this whole movie. I'm the one that's holding her head for like 15, 20 minutes while I'm face fucking her. You know, it's the way she moves her head, how I make her spit and drool. So I'm like, this guy.
Yeah, June's just staring.
She's like, I got it, man. Yeah. He said, you trying to get fired? I'm trying to get hired. I was like, oh, no, this girl's definitely in trouble. He said, bro, she's smoking hot. She made the first move. She's got no dad.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Just praying, bro.
Yeah.
To do my best, to do my duty, and to serve my country? When Monty's
what's the motto or the tenants?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't think that's it. He says, stolen valor right here, folks. This man is not a veteran. He said, that dope sure does make you girls religious, huh?
Oh, my God. That's a great line. Yeah.
I'm starting cracking
up. Wow.
I think it's time Nash got it. You guys aren't dating. He said, who is that, his mom? His mom wasn't rough, bro.
Yeah, she was.
He said, yo, bro, you got your phone on you? You got your phone? Pull it out. Google Mikey Saber. 20.1 million views on Pornhub. You can't compete with somebody who's fucked 1,300 bitches. I was like, yo. Strawberry's in a different league now. Let's not close the scene. She said, sorry, dude. It was fun, though. It wasn't fun. Said, you come near my house again, you'll be leaving in a body bag, bitch. The fucking dad. Nah, I don't need to go to the hospital. I don't have health insurance anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I think she could win 3 years in a row. With my guidance, of course.
Yeah.
I like those gold teeth. I had my dentist in Cali put one in.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, man, get the fuck out of here, dude. Dancers, yeah, from the titty bar.
Yeah.
You just brought me to a strip joint for our first date. Real classy. Don't you want to get in this tight little pussy?
Ooh. That was what Lexi said to him when she was trying to seduce him and he turned her down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Mr. Saber. When they're riding the roller coaster and she basically tells him she knows.
Oh, yeah, and that face that he had when they're riding.
Yo, like, yeah, he had no reaction to the roller coaster.
Yeah.
She said, fuck it. I'm going to get paid to do the thing I love. Yeah, I can respect it. I'm already about to have an awkward senior year. I'm not trying to have an awkward rest of my life. This is like a Jenna Jameson, Sasha Gray type of fun. I'm so blessed. I'm so fucking blessed. Yo, he said, you know what that means? She likes fingers?
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm not going to say the lines because I was like, man, these might be a little too much for quotes, bro. Like, damn, I got to draw a line somewhere, right? He said, dude, like, he's the bane of my fucking existence. I swept outside and watered the plant for you. The Fast and the Fury ass.
Oh.
Then Paul Walker goes and gets himself killed, which is such a bummer because I'm fucked out of the sequels. You think I'd introduce you to my mom? God, no. Where's his dad and all this shit in this anyways? Why doesn't he step the fuck up?
We're talking about the kid.
What sign are you? A bad sign.
Yeah. A bad sign.
This is a good line. Before black gold, it was all about black ivory. What?
Oh,
slave trade, silly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they're talking about they're
on the water. Yeah. And shit, yeah. We used to go hunt for pirate booty. Dude, she played that little, like, she played that role off real well, man. Now, if you want me, I was in this place called None of Your Fucking Business, Texas. Now, if you want me to be keep paying for rent and food, then shut the fuck up, and I'm not cleaning that shit up.
Oh, yeah, because she threw that coffee
pot in his head, yeah. You know, this small town life, it's just not for me. geez, I'm sorry, Mikey actually gives a shit about something when they're watching the news because he's all nervous about the car.
Yeah.
Would you like shit on a shingle or chicken fried steak?
I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry. Are you proposing to me?
No! That was a great scene because the train was there.
The train come by, you can't hear him, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean's like, bro, we had to wait for the train to come by.
Yeah.
Mikey? Yes. You make me so happy. And I'm like, bro, in this moment, you have to realize this girl is like, this is not just sex for her, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she likes you. Wakey wakey, eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
He said, I'll fucking lunge kick you and your mom.
Yeah.
Ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye. This is goddamn sabotage. Yo, mom, this nigga jumped out the fucking window. This motherfucker with his junk swinging everywhere. I was going to leave in the morning. I need money to do that. Why don't you go sell one of your fuck trophies? I feel like June had some of my favorite lines. Go sell one of your fuck trophies. Bro, I was crying when I first saw that. I'm taking my toothbrush. Don't act like you brush your teeth. Said, I'm getting the water before I leave because I'm going to be thirsty.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out, you suitcase pimp. What was that? Suitcase pimp. And that's pretty much like the end of the dialogue. You just kind of see him walking from there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's so many fucking lines. All right, what's age the best? I had cinematography, American flag rolling papers, and Control by Puddle of Mud.
Oh, that's who sang that song. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't by them, but it was that song.
Yeah, so it was that song.
I knew the song. I'm like, who does Puddle of Mud was such a terrible band.
Oh, they were greatly terrible though.
Yeah.
She fucking hates me. That was my shit back in the day, bro.
Oh my god!
You gotta think, bro. I was in elementary school when that shit came out.
Man. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that's awful.
So I was young and impressionable.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got? Age of best?
Honestly, Simon Rex.
Simon Rex's performance.
Yeah, believe it or not, not necessarily
not his character,
but the way that he played him. Yeah, I think that has aged, even though it's only been like 4 years.
Yeah,
it's. He's incredible.
He is. He's really good. What age is the worst?
I
said banging high schoolers in your 40s.
Yeah, but grooming a high schooler,
high schooler for boars. Right, it's one thing if you're like, yo, I want to fuck a high schooler. If she's 18, I mean, dude, you know, whatever. But, like, you're trying to get her to change in, like, her whole life and do some crazy shit, bro. Like, you know, listen, I'm not one of those dudes who think, oh, people shouldn't be together just because they're a certain age or whatever. Like, dude, it just works out that way sometimes. It does. Like, there's people who dated someone 20 years older or younger than them, and it works for them. You know,
by the way, Jane Fonda.
Jane, you only got about 52 years of it, sweetie. So I know there's a whole lifetime person between us, but that shouldn't come in between us. You know what I mean?
It might be 55.
It could be more, dude.
Yeah.
It's a gap. It's a little gap.
And that's not bad. Bad.
Jane Fonda, she's more like 60, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand.
Those are watchable scenes. I had the intro.
Yeah.
Of course, so
yeah, when he's on the bus.
He's on the bus and bye 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 is on.
Yeah.
He comes and talks to Lexi and Will. When he's out looking for jobs.
Yes.
When he goes to first pick up from Leandria. When Lonnie and Mikey hit the strip club, he said, yeah, dude, but Jenna James, she's a beautiful girl. What? I said she's a beautiful girl. when he first meets Strawberry.
Yeah.
When Lonnie and Mikey go to the mall. And he's in the arcade, actually, full.
Yeah. I'm like, is he in round one?
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
When Mikey confronts Nash about Strawberry. When Nash and his parents jump Mikey. When Mikey and Strawberry go to the strip club, when Mikey and Strawberry go to the pier for a date, when they sleep at Strawberry's house,
yeah.
When Lexi throws a coffee pot at Mikey's head, Lonnie causes the pileup.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Of course, when they rob Mikey and run him out of town, and then have the final shot of Strawberry.
Pretty much every scene with Simon Rex.
With Simon Rex, which is a whole damn movie. But, like, I feel like the scenes with him and Strawberry mostly because they kind of push the story the most.
Yeah, and it shows, honestly, and especially when you said he's playing those video games, it shows his stunted emotional growth.
Yes, right?
Because he is more of a kid around her.
Too, he is, yeah. I mean, you're dating someone that much younger. Unless you're dating someone who's younger and has an old soul. See, I have an old soul, so it's like, if I'm dating someone older, they're not going to feel like – they're not going to feel the gap as much. Yeah. With her, you would feel that. Oh, yeah. There's certain younger people, you know, you'd be like, oh, man, I forget you're only 22 sometimes. You
yeah,
know, I
forget
you're only 23. So, best characters. I have Mikey, Strawberry, June, and Lil.
Yes.
Worst characters. I have Mikey.
Strawberry?
Mikey. No, I didn't have Strawberry anymore.
Kind of seduce him, but she wasn't seducing him for the same way that he was seducing her.
Yeah, no, she actually liked him.
Yeah.
And, like, she thinks he's an entirely different person than who he is, too.
Yeah, that's so true.
She doesn't know he's got a wife that he's banging.
It's true, you're
right.
In this
shitty house with his drug-addicted mother-in-law. She thinks he's living in this nice, like, she has a total different perception.
Oh, that's right, because the woman is there. Yeah, I've seen you here. Yeah.
I think she was the news anchor. I think she was doing the news later on, actually.
Wow.
Worst characters. I had Mikey, Lexi, and Leandria. But I do like Leandria. I just don't like how she's sabotaging, but I like Leandria as a character.
Well, she's a businesswoman. So
she is a businesswoman. But
so she's looking at it. This isn't personal. It's business.
Yeah. Well, he's just moving a lot of weight. He even said, I'm moving a lot of weight for y'all, huh?
Yeah.
He was moving some weight. Nitpicks. I said, why did he tell Lexi he was leaving?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that is probably the biggest nitpick.
Bro, no.
And honestly, like, if he was making money, why is he still riding a bike?
He had to save that money to get out. He didn't care about a car.
Yeah, because you don't find out till later that he's saving it.
That he's saving it. Yeah, he don't care about no car.
Yeah, because like, in LA, he probably doesn't need
one. You don't need one. And I'm like, dude, listen, if you can get rides from Lonnie and Strawberry and ride your bike locally, why get a car? That's insurance. That's gas. Yeah. That's repairs. Like, it's not worth it. You're gonna spend all his profits would have went to his car.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm like, you're only selling weed. Now he was moving some weight, but I'm like, it ain't coke, bro. You know, ain't rich. So, all right, recast the couch.
Okay.
All right, this is the fun stuff.
Okay.
All right, Mikey.
Okay, so originally I had one of my regulars, I was thinking Sam Rockwell.
Of course, he was the first person came to my mind.
Yeah, because I was like, Sam Rockwell, Kristen Wiig, you know, I had all these people. And then I totally redid it as I'm watching the film. I saw it as a sequel to Boogie Nights.
So you thought about Marky Mark?
Mark Wahlberg, Heather Graham as Lexi.
As Lexi?
Oh, Lil could be Julianne Moore.
You're making Lexi way too attractive.
But I'm just saying, like, because I thought of
Lil. You're making these characters way too good looking.
But see, I thought of like Mikey as like Dirk when he's older.
I could see Marky Mark playing Mikey.
Yeah,
but dude, Lil and Lexi cannot be Heather Graham and Julianne.
Why not?
They're too sexy. Are you kidding?
I know they
dude,
still are.
Julianne Moore cannot play Lil. You have to really ug her up.
You would have to.
I got the perfect Lil. When you look her up, she might not know who she is. You're like, holy shit.
Because see, my original Lil was Siobhan, somebody who was on Downton Abbey, and I'm gonna have to look her up.
Your favorite,
yeah, of course. Hold on, I'm gonna look her up really quick because her name is Mrs. O'Brien because she was related to Conan.
Oh, no, boy.
So
let's see her
because she kind of looks like her, and she's older now.
She in the face a little bit. She does look.
Yeah, she kind of looks like.
How old is this chick though? She looks a little young to play Lil.
That's what she looks like now.
I mean, we can.
See, she's older.
Yeah, we can make her look a little bit more rough.
Yeah,
Lil's obviously a drug addict.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace to Lil. She's dead.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Oh,
drugs.
Oh, wow, yeah. Wow.
In real life, Sean was saying he's like, dude, there was days we got held up because we couldn't find Lil.
Really?
Yep. She was for real about the life.
Wow.
Drinking all my insurance.
So for Strawberry, I said Sadie Sink from Stranger Things, the redhead.
That's a good cast. I went with, all right, go ahead. Keep going.
And for Lonnie, Justin Long.
I love that, actually. I like that a lot. That's great.
And for Leandra, Sweet Brown.
You went with Sweet Brown. You need someone a little more polished, I think.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Because ain't nobody got time for that.
They don't. But Leandra is like sharp and polished.
She is.
Sweet Brown's a couple screws loose.
Yeah, but I was like, just
Leandra like. Leandra is sharp, bro.
Like, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
And then I went for PTA as the director just because
I did too.
Really?
Yeah,
I was awesome.
I was like, I think he's the only guy to do it like this.
Because I was thinking of it as like at least a spiritual sequel.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, I think PTA is the
director. Yeah, that's
okay. Right. So
okay, what are yours?
I fuck with Marky Mark. He's decent.
Okay, I think he can pull
out. I pull four dudes out, but there's two dudes I really like. The top two are Channing Tatum and James Franco.
Oh my God, I love
Channing Tatum would fucking kill this.
But Channing Tatum might actually be too good looking, as weird as that sounds. But
he's got that fucking hood white boy vibe like Mikey, though.
He does seem like a wigger.
Yeah, dude, he's got that hood white boy vibe.
I hate to say that, but I can say it because I'm white.
I mean, for real, though, he's like Channing Tatum definitely, definitely got some flavor on him. You know what I mean?
Like, God, you know what? Who would be better? Because James Franco was actually an amazing actor.
He's a good actor. That's what he could pull the role off well. And I think his look is there enough. But Channing's vibe is just so much like Simon's. Like,
honestly, I think Channing Tatum.
He might be. Yeah. Because I asked my friend. They're like, bro, Channing
Tatum. He's
the right age. That's what I was like. And they just worked together, him and Simon Rex.
You did say Blink Twice.
But I had two fun ones for you. One was for you. I clean him up. Ug him up. Chris Pine.
Oh my God, Chris Pine would be incredible.
He would, but I was like, he might be too handsome.
You know what? He would be amazing.
He would. I'm like, Chris Pine would be great.
Yeah, he would eat it up.
He would. And I have Ryan Gosling.
Oh, he might be too good looking.
That's what I was like, those two are on the, if you want someone sexy for it, you get
Channing Tatum would probably be the best.
Yeah, he would be. That's what I was saying. I was like, Channing.
Yeah, Chris Pine.
Chris Pine would be fun, though.
He would be.
He would be really fun. Because I watched Pool Man, dude.
Oh, is that
good? It's fun. I had a fun time.
Yeah.
It ain't going to win no Oscars, but it was a fun time. And he directed it.
Yeah, so did he co-write?
He co-wrote it. And he's in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Jason Leigh in there. Annette Bening. Danny DeVito.
They're
playing good supporting roles. It's a fun movie.
I do have to watch it because I love him.
Watch it. You'll like it.
Yeah.
For Strawberry, I had Sophia Lillis from the... Did you see It Chapter 1?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Is she the one that Jessica Chastain...
Yes, they grows up into. Yes. Chill. I couldn't even pay attention to it, too, because of her. For like a Strawberry type.
Oh, she was in
Dungeons and Dragons.
She was in a TV show on Netflix.
I'm not okay with this.
I'm not okay with this. It was based on a comic book.
Yeah.
Where she gets like superpowers.
Yeah, she played Nancy Drew.
Oh, she was Nancy Drew in a Nancy Drew movie.
Yeah. So I thought she would be good.
She might be too old now.
She's only 22.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's younger.
She's younger than Strawberry was in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then she would be good.
Yeah. So I was like, I think she's a little bit prettier than Sadie Sink. But Sadie Sink, definitely the red hair, the skin, the age.
And like, I think she has the acting chops.
She got the chops for sure. Yeah. She's very good.
I don't know now.
I actually like Sadie Sink. As an actor, more for it, I like Sophia Lillis' look more for it.
Yeah.
But I would like Sadie Sink's performance probably more.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't know if she'd be convincingly sexy enough as Strawberry. Just because she's, not that she's ugly. She's just, I don't think she's striking to the eye like that.
That girl, I think, would be better.
She's a little prettier.
Because I liked her in that I'm Not Okay With This.
She's a little prettier, like.
And the comic it was based on, the guy drew it in like a Popeye kind of style.
Like, she could totally play Shaw.
Yeah, with a picture like that, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
I've only ever seen her with like short hair, so I guess I couldn't picture it, but now I can. Yeah.
So, like, so okay, for Lonnie, we know who I pick. I pick Pete Davidson. Definitely like Justin Long.
Yeah, I thought he could really do
it. He really could. That's great.
Yeah.
For Lil, I had this woman. Her name is Dale Dickey.
I know that name.
She was in...
It might be the woman I'm thinking of. I couldn't think of her name before. Was she in, like, that Julia Roberts movie? Yeah. Wasn't she in... Brockovich.
Yeah, yes. She's one of the water victims.
Yes. I was thinking of her, but I didn't know her name.
That looked perfect. That's what I was like, perfect, bro. Yeah. Like, the look is there.
Yeah, I was thinking of her.
Yep, that was wow. Like, yeah, man.
Well, as soon as you said Dale Dickey, I knew exactly who it was.
So I was like, I thought that was a good cast.
Actually, that's perfect.
Yeah. For Lexi, who I went with, I think is too young. I went with Kristen Stewart.
Honestly, the way she's been looking lately,
the vibe is there. She's really thin. You know, you've seen her how she looked in Love Lies.
Yeah, that's what
we can make her look shitty.
But that's the look I'm thinking of.
Because I think Kristen Stewart is good looking, but she can be not good looking too.
Yeah, and she's a great actress.
Yes, very good. And she's very transformable. It's like you can see Kristen Stewart; she looks gorgeous, and then you see her, and you're like, God damn, it's the same person.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought she'd be good. But she's kind of young. She's only like 35.
Yeah, but like
Kristen Wiig might be a better choice, though.
I think
she's a better choice
because
look is there.
Yeah, the look, everything. Right. Yeah,
like they're built the same.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I like Kristen Wiig a little more. For Leandria, bro, I had two. I went with a real actor, and then I went with someone we know that I think would kill it.
Okay.
I went with Viola Davis. I know it's kind of chalk.
I was thinking of that. Believe it or not,
it's kind of chalk. But obviously, she would kill that.
Yeah, she would.
And I will for Alicia. Bro, Alicia could play Leandria, bro. She would kill it.
Now,
we just have to, you know, hood her up a little bit. Give her some red weave, give her some nails, and all that shit.
Has Cora seen this movie?
Yes.
Did you talk?
No, she hasn't.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't. And I told her, I was like, hey, I did tell her, I was like, I think I got who I want. Leandria, but you need to watch Red Rocket. So I'm gonna let her hold the Blu-ray when she gets access to a Blu-ray player. I'm gonna hold the Blu-ray. I'm like, fortunately, I ain't got it on DVD, so
wow, I need
a Blu-ray player. But yeah, dude, I'm like, bro, Felicia could do it. She's the right age.
I bet she could, and she grew up in the Ville.
That's what I'm like. She's like, listen, she only forget how to hood it.
Yeah.
Like she's very classy and polished, obviously.
Yeah,
but. Dude, we throw some weave on her, put some red lipstick on her, put them nails on
her
outfit, put a cigarette in her hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, she just have to work on the accent a little bit.
Honestly,
she would kill it, dude.
Honestly, her family's from the South anyway.
She's got that strong presence Leandria has. Like,
yes.
When she talks, people listen.
Yes.
And Felicia's got that same thing going on. That's why I thought of her. I was like, she's just that strong black woman.
Yeah, so,
I was like, I think she can do it.
Honestly, you're right.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, every time Felicia speaks, everyone else gets quiet.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So I'm like, that's how Leandria was. Everybody, when Leandria talked, everyone's like, they're on edge. They're like,
all
right, well, we got to do what she says. You know?
So yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
So I think we should go with Channing for Mikey.
Yes.
We'll go with Sophia Lills for Strawberry. Justin Long for Lonnie. We'll go with Dale Dickey for Lil, Kristen Wiig for Lexi. Should we use for Alicia for?
Yeah,
for
we might have to.
Now, you guys don't know this woman, but just trust us that this is a good cast. Trust us.
Yes,
or
yes.
If we need a real actor, we can get Viola Davis or
Sweet Brown.
Need someone a little sharper than Sweet Brown, bro. I feel like Sweet Brown being.
Believe it or not, my original one was Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones would be good. She's
yeah.
big.
Yeah, but yeah. She has a presence.
She definitely does. She actually would be kind of good. I actually like her for alternate because she would be funny too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Her and June would be funny together.
Yes.
Like, all right, so we're using Felicia. If we need a real actor, we'll go Leslie Jones.
Okay.
And then PTA for director.
Yeah, because I was thinking of him because I think he could capture everything.
Everything.
And make them... As human as Sean Baker.
Yes. I was like, he's the only guy, I think, capable of pulling it off.
Yeah, because he did it with Boogie Nights.
Yep, and no problems.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer a real question. My main one.
What the hell happened?
Mikey and Strawberry.
Yeah, because were they able to leave?
Were they able to leave?
Because if her mom wasn't home, Did they just take the truck?
Take the truck, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have did that, or he could have been like, listen, do you have any money? She'd be like, man, I got a few hundred. I could buy another bus ticket. And we're like, listen, yeah, let's just go. When we get there, we'll figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that's...
I feel like that he had to leave no matter what, but he probably wouldn't want to leave without her, and she wouldn't want him to leave without her.
Yeah.
But she was ready to go. She had her bag packed. She was ready. So I think they would leave.
Now, my other question is, was she actually at the door, or was he just...
It was a fantasy. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. Like, that's why I said, when I was like, maybe she was. I don't know. I actually do think it's fantasy.
Because what if her mom was there, and her mom's like, fuck,
who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You grown as hell. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're older than I am.
Older than me, right? I'm like, we the same. I should be dating you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yes.
So, I'm like, most people think it was on, like you said, at the end. But I think it was in his head, but I don't think it discredits the fact that they still could have won. What?
So, if it was all in his head at the end, was the whole relationship in his head?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That's
a good question. But I don't think so.
Was it just an excuse to try to get himself...
like a self-motivator?
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know. I don't think it is. A deeper
the consequences seem very real of what he was doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it was in his head. I think the relationship was real. But I do think the end, he was having a little fantasy moment. But
yeah,
that's a good one.
Wow.
That's one prop you want from the movie. I had the ashtray he gives to Lil. That thing was nice. It was like that pretty red color, strong. And then I love how he dumps the old cigarettes in it.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I want that first t-shirt he wore to his job.
The little tie-dye one?
Yeah, the pocket.
The pocket, riding the bike.
Yeah. How about the bike?
The bike would be good. Yeah. That bike was tough.
Yeah.
That bike held tough. Or I was going to say, American flag rolling paper. Because I'm a patriotic boy.
Yes.
That's what he said.
I'm
a patriotic boy.
Wow.
This movie, it's one of my favorites. When I first saw it, I thought it was great, but I was like, this is interesting. I watched it again, and I was like, no, this is fucking brilliant. I fucking love this film. Sean Baker, one of my favorites right now. I personally, this is my favorite film of his. More than Anora, more than the Flora Project, more than Tangerine. This is
real
shit. Yeah. It's just too funny. And when you watch it on repeats, you catch the shit you miss because there's so many lines. Like, it's great. All right. Let's grade it.
I'd say an A.
Yeah. I'm like, it's got to be an A. I'm also giving it an A. I won't be crazy. I won't give it an A+, but I'm going to give it a solid A.
94, 95.
Yeah, 94, 95. It's written too well, and it's acted too well, and the cinematography is too beautiful. It flies by. It's a fun time, and it's different. You don't get movies like this every year.
And it doesn't seem like it's 2 hours.
It doesn't. It's over two hours. Yeah, it's over two, but it does roll. But Sean was really – like, Anora is great, and everyone's loving the screenplay, but I'm like, it's Pretty Woman on Meth. I'm like, Red Rocket, I can't really say – I can't think of another movie – quite like Red Rocket that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I can't think of too many other movies where we're kind of in a strange way rooting for a guy who's grooming a 17.
Because
that's what he does so well. He makes you
empathize.
Mikey.
Yeah, he makes you empathize with these characters that are normally indefensible.
Yeah. Like Lexi, I'm like, let's keep it real. You're a drug addict prostitute.
Yeah.
That's what you are, Lexi.
Yeah, really.
You're calling him a suitcase pimp. Like, go look in the mirror.
Well, see, she doesn't go from place to place.
That is true.
Yeah, she has a place to stay.
She does. But she's got to get on the Craigslist to afford. But that's okay.
Yeah,
now she's back on the Craigslist.
Yeah.
So we know she's there.
Yeah.
So, we did it.
Wow.
So we got Anora. Mikey Madison, Oscar nominated. Sean Baker, Oscar nominated.
Wow, Mikey Madison was Oscar nominated.
Yes, she is. Best actress. Her, Demi Moore, and Fernando Torres, I think, are the front runners.
Have you checked out Better Things yet?
Yeah, I still gotta watch.
It's probably one of the first things she did.
I gotta do The Flash before I do Better Things.
The Flash?
Yeah.
Daredevil.
Or Daredevil. Sorry, yeah, Daredevil. Daredevil.
My bad. I was like, you're going to watch Flash? That's awesome.
I got to watch that too. I got to watch them all.
Yeah, you got to watch Daredevil because I was...
She goes, dude, I got my Punisher shirt on today.
That's season two of Daredevil.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm
watching it now just in the background while I'm doing school stuff. And yeah, season two, they introduced the best version of the Punisher.
Oh, man.
And I know you watched Iron Fist. I know he's your boy.
He's not my boy. I don't know why I saw that in Luke Cage. I don't know why I watched.
But dude, Daredevil, you got to watch Daredevil. It's incredible. And like watching the first season again, because it's been like 10 years. I was just like, God, they did a great job of the show. Yeah, it was.
Everyone said, there's not a soul who's seen the show is like, it's not spectacular. So yeah. I'm excited. All right, guys. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Made it to the end. We appreciate you. We'll catch Jamie up on some of these Oscar movies. And before the Oscars,
yes,
we will do our predictions. I already have mine.
Okay.
But they will change as the season gets closer. So I don't want to put them out there yet. I mean, because they will change.
We have till March, right?
We have till March. So
and Conan's hosting.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yes,
I'm more excited right now. That's gonna be great.
Yeah,
and we got Anora for you next week, and then Scott Pilgrim.
We can do Scott Pilgrim unless you want to do some Oscar films before the Oscars.
We can do some Oscar films.
Some nominated, because we did the Substance.
Maybe we should do Nosferatu. It's up for Oscars.
Yeah, we'll do that then after Anora.
I'm probably going to watch that this weekend.
Yeah, because I want to see it now that it's available digitally.
Yeah,
I can see it.
It's Oscar nominated
for
horror. Yeah, The Substance, you know. That's one of the most talked about movies of the year. But we are doing Anora too, and that's an Oscar movie.
Yeah,
so we are.
So Anora, then Nosferatu.
So we're gonna get something to you. So
okay.
Maybe after the award season, we'll do Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, that sounds good.
Because I just watched the clip from Chris Evans skating, and now I want to watch it.
It's a great film anyway.
It's funny as hell. Yeah. So, all right, guys. I am Dom.
I am Jamie.
This was the Cutting Room Floor.